Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming back. This is the Roundtable, Real Men, Real Topics. I am your host, Eddie Wright, aka Causing Drama, joined by the usual suspects, as usual, the brother Rob Benson.
What's going on?
And Percy Donaldson.
Hey, y'all.
Man, what a week. Hell. Coming off of a great DeKeitha Stamps interview, we hit the podcast block once again this week with a lot to say. But hey, I just want to shoot from the hip this week. We had some things we wanted to cover, and they'll probably still come out. But the first topic will be from the hip. Myself, being the resident movie guru on the Roundtable, I got a phone call yesterday from Brother Joe Nasty, and we were talking. And I don't talk to too many people about movies because some people get pretty emotional about movies like they do politics. And I'm not one of those people. I'm like, hey, if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. I'm a pretty good read when it comes to my movies. I've been this way for a long time. And I made a prediction some months ago about a particular film that everybody was saying is, oh, it's just not going to be like that. There's just so much animosity against people. Against an all-female cast. People ought to give it a chance. I say, so you know what? I'll give it a chance. I stayed silent. I went and watched the movie from the comfort of my own home. I did not pay. And I was not...
Fire stick.
Yes. I was not impressed. And today, across the news ticker, what do I see? Ghostbusters. Heading for $70 million-plus loss. Sequel, unlikely. Now, I say that to say this. Let me tell you people something. When it comes to movies, and it comes to anything consumer-based, and including politics for an ounce of it, but especially movies, when your demographic you're trying to sell to is telling you, hey, we don't want this. We don't think this is a good idea. And you literally, as a movie studio, have the gall to tell them, hey, fuck you. We're going to do it anyway. And we're going to put in twice as much advertising money, and we're going to make you like it.
It works on so many scales, making us like stuff.
It does. On so many scales, it does work. But when you're talking about movies that are a cult classic and movies that have a lot of rapport with large amounts of people, you have to listen to those large amounts of people who were in on the baseline of this movement. That's just like saying when Star Wars came back out, they were just like, hey, we're just going to do it a whole nother way. Do you think anybody would have went and saw it? No. Yeah. But some people are just movie dumb. I feel like a lot of executives and movie guys are just movie dumb. And this is one of those movies that couldn't be forced down people's throats. And now they got a $70 million loss on their hands. And they shouldn't really wonder why.
They're, you know, movie producers are out of touch. And I'm, you know, I like a lot of the movies that they redo. And I'm probably going to still watch Ghostbusters. I wasn't going to pay for it anyway.
Watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, I watch it on Netflix. But I like what they tried to do. I like the female cast. I like that they took, you know, they took a chance. And it failed. You know, people do it every day. And I wasn't a big fan of the original Ghostbusters, but...
I was.
Okay.
It was one of those that hit me as a kid, and I was like, hey, this is okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And my thing is, I don't even have an issue with all-female cast. I just really feel like, honestly, you should have called it something else. If you had called it something else, it would have been fine. You right, can't... That's just like saying, I'm going to do Pet Sematary, and I'm going to call Jim Carrey. No, the fuck you not. You're not. You're not going to redo Pet Sematary and call Jim Carrey and be like, yeah, we finna break the box office. No, you're not. Mm. You're not finna do it. And that's the attitude of some... I wouldn't say all, but some movie houses that pull stunts like this. Now, on the other side, Suicide Squad.
Haven't seen it.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm. And I will say, meh. Yeah. I give it a meh.
Yeah.
I give it a meh.
What's that, like a 6.5?
Like a 5.4, because it's not
five-ish.
It's not bad.
How was the Joker?
He was good.
Cheers.
He didn't have a ton of lines, mm-hmm. which seemed like an easy bid for him, but it was filling in that aspect. Not so much, I just really felt like, I agree with one of the articles I wrote, I felt like they left a lot of footage on the cutting room floor. It was all over the place in certain spots, but in other spots it was like, hey, this is okay.
I always looked at the Joker as a hero.
Yeah.
In all the Batman movies.
Yeah.
And anytime I can catch his character, man, I just like it. I think he represents so much of society today, because the Joker, everybody lives a pretty nice life. You know, everybody likes to think that they're morally capable.
Right.
You know, like they got a sense of morals and they got a sense of what they believe in and stuff like that. The Joker always seemed, every time I see him, he likes to go to that point. He likes to show people that you are America as a whole and the social order, everybody 3 meals away from totally flipping out.
You possess a rage.
Right.
Yeah.
And he hits on a bunch of that. I love Sigmund Freud too, how he felt about it. And I think that Joker character, every time I see it, I have to watch any movie with a Joker character, and I watched 3-4 times.
I can honestly say I was very Knight. Worried that it wouldn't be able to match up with Dark Knight, dude. I was like, because Dark Knight was just it could not have been done any better.
Oh yeah,
Dark Knight. Yeah,
Heath Ledger. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
The guy played. Oh man,
it was awesome, man. Like, he owned it,
and he paid the price for owning it. I think, like, some of these characters that these people play, like, if you get into the character enough, it'll
consume you.
Did you
see the O.J. story when Cuba Gooding Jr. played it?
Uh-uh, I didn't watch that
one. He said it took him 3 months to get out of it.
3 months?
Three months to shake out of O.J.
Yeah, I can believe that. I can believe that.
So it took him 3 months.
I might go back and give O.J. a shot. I just didn't really... The whole O.J. thing...
Didn't you watch the series?
I didn't watch the series. I didn't watch the 30 for 30, the 20 for 20, the 5 for 10.
The 30 for 30 was
because
awesome.
I relived it. I mean, I was done. When it happened, and I was like, you know what? This is one of those things in life I just don't want to revisit.
But with all that press coverage O.J. got... And the case got, after watching that ESPN 30 for 30, we didn't know the half.
Didn't know it.
It's so much new stuff, man. In that 30 for 30, you must watch
it. If you saw it, you glossed over it. Yeah. And like right now, it means so much to you.
Yeah.
And like right now. And I mean, you're looking at it like, damn, this was real.
Yeah. I might make that a weekend possibility.
OJ didn't want nothing to do with black folk.
Oh, no.
That's what I heard. And that was the other thing. Hearing people say things like that, I was like, I still like the juice, man. I still like the juice.
Muhammad Ali, all of them were sitting down to interview OJ.
I still like the juice, man. The Hurts commercial hits me.
Yeah, I'm OJ.
Wait, he said that?
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
And to see, like, the crowds of people, like, to see that, because at the time, I was, man, OJ ain't do that.
No, his son did. Yeah,
and
did you ever read that story? Now, that I journeyed it into. It's a very good story. I can't remember who wrote it, but it was a gentleman from overseas wrote a very detailed report of how it happened and why it happened and why he think OJ's son did it.
When you look at the verdict, if you look at the son's face when they say the verdict...
He doesn't flinch.
He has an interesting... look on his face.
Is that,
and I think I heard
he was vested. He was vested
like,
in
there. Yeah, like he was like, whew.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, pops off. Yeah, I'm off. We good.
Yeah. So, you
and it made me think in that same aspect, that's a hell of a thing of a father to do.
Yeah.
Because I think OJ knew he did it. I read the report. I'm going to find the name of it. I want y'all to read that report.
Link that in.
Y'all read the report. I'm a watch 30 for 30. That's the deal we making right now.
That 30 for 30 gonna wake you up, man.
To take the rap for your son, that's a ballsy move, man.
That 30 for 30 gonna get you because I mean you really don't understand how much footage was out there.
Right.
When OJ was a freshman in college, a lot of footage, man. They told you a lot about OJ.
Wow.
And you get all that. In that documentary.
Wow.
It was actually a documentary. It wasn't no acting. It was his words. I mean...
It was all him.
Man, that thing was scary, man.
That's scary, man. Yeah.
I gotta check that out. So you heard it here first, Late Night Jackson. I'm gonna watch 30 for 30, OJ, and they're gonna read the report.
OJ in America, baby.
And I'm gonna pull up the name of it, and it's a very interesting
report.
Six parts,
6 hours now.
6 hours? Hey. Man, whew. I don't know if I can dedicate that much time, but hey, here's something I did dedicate some time to. Like Last Chance U. Please tell me y'all seen it. Man, come on.
I tag both of them.
Yeah. Hey, man. I still ain't got to it yet.
Y'all have got to. It took my whole weekend away.
Interesting thing about that.
It's a series?
Yes.
Okay.
It's only 6 episodes on Netflix.
Interesting thing about that Last Chance U. I mean, about this college. I had a terrible concussion on that field.
Really?
A life-changing concussion. And I remember bits and pieces of it to this day. And that field had a brick wall, maybe 10 yards, maybe less than 10 yards, maybe like 10 yards. I'd say 10 yards off the sideline. And on the third and long, I had it on tape once. I don't know if it's there at home. And third and long, you see me diving, trying to keep this guy from getting the first down, and I slide right into this wall.
Damn.
Yeah. Slide, hit the ground, get the third down stop, slide into the wall. I woke up, well, by my next memory I recall, I was almost home. yeah. And bits and pieces of it come back. I remember little bits and pieces of the locker room and stuff like that. But they tore that wall down right after that game.
Wow.
But it was, man, I will say this. I played at Jackson State and I played a bunch of other places. JUCO football is some of the roughest football that you can play. Because a lot of times you're playing with guys, this is their last chance. They probably was already at a D1 school and got in some serious trouble. Or I think a couple of guys, when I was at Hines, we got them fresh out of jail.
Wow.
And put them on the field.
And let them go to work.
Oh, yeah. And you're really playing against grown men.
And went to work, they did.
Yeah, when you like ranked in the nation. So those guys, I have to see this. I've heard so many rave reviews about it. But you could pretty much do that same
it's
show.
It's a good show, man. I was shocked at how good it was. I was not expecting that. I heard a lot about the schools of that particular school over the past years. And I wasn't expecting, especially about the fight.
I don't want to hear that mess.
Man. Last Chance U, you got, y'all have to. Next week, y'all going to have a busy weekend to watch the food with me.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
This is what
I'll probably
do.
Start one night, you know.
You got to,
start tomorrow.
It's going to take, you're going to be drawn in. You're going to be like, man, I got to get some more. Because it's the crazy thing about it. These are real people, real situations. It's as a true story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to act out some of the shit you're going to see. As we keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank those of you who have been supporting us. If you would like to support us more, feel free to drop us a line, latenightjackson@gmail.com. In the subject line, place the words, the round table. We have some upcoming guests next week for our next episode. We will be featuring. We will do a little, how do you call it, Percy?
A little panel.
Yeah, we'll do a little panel. We'll bring in some female guests and... It should be interesting. I'll just say that.
Leave it there.
It should be interesting. It should be interesting.
Another perspective,
and I just go into a little dialogue about it. A little bit. I want to tell you a little bit. Black women, they're starting more businesses than anybody else of any culture. They are more educated than anybody else.
Any
culture, any female, percentage wise, everybody. Mm-hmm. As far as income, their income is growing faster than any gender or race. But when it comes to racism and bigotry and stuff like that, they sit at an interesting intersection because our men are some of the guys who call themselves men. Don't give them the amount of respect they deserve. Or don't necessarily talk or treat or take in, they don't take in how we need to be treating our women, or what our women have to say about their treatment. They don't respect it. And what I want to do this next show, what we're going to do, we're going to get some people in here. We're going to talk about this intersection, because I see on social media, in conversations, you know, through bars and stuff like that, it's a real hot spot. It's a real hot spot into what us as males understand about what our women are facing every day. And what us as males understand about what we face every day, being black male.
Right.
And what women face every day, and how it compounds when you add the gender in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to get it from their perspective, because I'm not going to talk too much more about it, because I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be a woman. And I can only go by what women tell me.
Yeah, that's very true.
You ain't got to figure it out if you can get one in front of you.
Right. True. And a lot of times, these same questions that we ask about our race relations that we want to ask white people are Spanish or any people who we feel may be bigoted or hypocritical for what they believe in. A woman, a black woman, can turn right around and ask that same question to the black men. And like, when I go on Facebook and I'm like, and I might be talking to one of my white friends, and it's a point of no understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they can't see where I'm coming from, and I really don't see where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get my point across, but you know, there's no leeway, I don't make any progress with them. And a lot of times our women sit back and they look at us the same way when they want to talk about like what's going on. Because I saw Corinne Gaines, she got a lot of flack with that shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And while I see some brothers jumped out first and were like, hey, we need to stand with her, we need to be there for her, whatever the problem was, she didn't deserve to die.
Whatever the problem
was. Yeah.
Right.
And but now I see, at the same time, I seen a lot of brothers like, well, she got a shotgun. Well, the police, you know, you got to do what they say and all this. Well, she crazy. And
she would have complied.
Right. And I'm not saying she was, she didn't have mental problems or nothing like that, but that's not a death sentence.
It is. Because I believe in the news today, there was a gentleman who shot two police officers.
One died,
and he was taken into custody. He was not shot.
Yeah, after a long standoff.
So it shouldn't, it's most definitely still a very huge line in the sand when it comes to treatment of people of color on all demographics and violent crime.
Right.
That is visibly seen every day. And then another story that I wanted to talk about here locally. Headline reads, broken by WLBT, the Madison County Grand Jury has decided not to indict a mother and her baby's hot car death back in May. And if you're not familiar with the story, back in May, there were a bunch of these type of situations going on, one in North Mississippi, one here, and one in another area in our state, where people left their kids in cars and their children passed. In two of these instances, they were people of color. Their face and name were put on the news.
Immediately.
And the threat of charges to be filed were present.
Right.
And still in this instance that happened in May, we still don't know who this person is.
Yep.
All we know is that...
Hadn't seen a picture. It wasn't plastered. Mm-hmm. Plastered. Dude photo from Grenada.
Yep, right. Dude from Grenada. And it's just still... there is so much of a division... And it's not just with police and law enforcement. There's a division in the way people handle us and how they handle everyone else. And it feels like a standard practice when it comes to them.
You can almost write it down.
Right.
I mean, if you took a survey ahead of time and said, you know, you got a white mother, leave baby in the car,
mm-hmm.
predominantly white county. You got a black mm-hmm. guy, same thing, black child. Right. And you had to did a poll and say, who's going to jail? I mean, you already knew.
Yeah, the black guy.
That cake baked. Mm. We still slicing it and eating it right now.
Yeah.
And I just hate that things unfold like that, and it should not have to be that way, especially with these places that call themselves news areas and so-called journalism.
Let me tell you the silver lining in that story, though. It was we're going to come to the same conclusion. Mm-hmm. We already understand what it is.
Yeah.
But they were so side by side that a lot of people that would have never sided with us they got to see, like, hey, what's the difference between the two?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because those instances, like,
we hear you making noise all the time. And, I mean, you know, I mean, Blue Lives Matter, but, I mean, in this situation, I mean, they were the same exact
situation
instances, man. So what's the difference between the two?
It's the way the media reports the news locally. It is, I don't root for the bad guy, but I don't root for the bad guy, but I don't judge them. I can't
anymore. You almost need them to win one every now and then.
Right.
You do.
I cape.
That's your OJ, huh?
Yeah.
Just give me OJ. Let OJ get off.
Yeah, he robbed the bank. I don't know. You know, that's what the news tells me, but I don't know. He killed somebody. I don't know. I can't judge him yet. You know, and it got to a point to where I would watch the news, or I would see somebody robbed a bank or something, or I would see somebody in a situation, and I was like, well, I want to see what the court of law say first. I want to see all the evidence.
Right.
I want to see everything, but until then, not guilty. He shot 7 people. He's not guilty. Until he's guilty.
But if you reverse the situation and put a cop in that instance, though, they want context.
Right, yeah.
What was he doing? Let's get his criminal history, too.
Right, right.
You know, let's get everything so we can indict him in the court of public opinion and just go ahead and get this, you know, tide going one way.
And once you indicted in the court of public opinion, nothing else matters.
Nothing matters. We got to see another story.
Nothing you can do.
That's sad.
And so, and I always notice this with white Mississippians. I mean, whenever something like this happens, like, even if with any law break-in or anything like that, if there is, like, any chastising going on, or there is any, like, pointing fingers going on, at the end of the day, it's all about rehabilitation, and let's get this guy better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If you see something, like, I remember not too long ago, it was a doctor, maybe a couple years ago, it was a doctor around here, and he was got caught with some underage pictures or whatever, and everybody was talking rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. What can we do to get him better? I mean, this guy does so much work in the community and all this. This reconciliation, I mean, rehabilitation. And black folks, we don't get that. I mean, all we get is, it's not even rehabilitation.
You don't get the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
You don't get the benefit of the doubt. You don't get it, man. It's the playbook.
And
it's etched in the playbook.
And even if you are caught, like, even if you plead guilty and all that, you never hear about rehabilitation. You hear about it. Give them the book. Throw the book at them. You know,
in
rehabilitation necessarily you don't need the book thrown at you.
Look at this. Here go a picture of his great-granddad when he was a black pound.
They're starting
digging up with the pictures that have nothing to do with the case.
Right.
Because they're looking for a way to justify and correlate
anything to
how they feel. Yeah. Just so I won't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want them thrown up under the jail, but you know, in my heart of hearts, I still got to feel a certain kind of way about wanting him thrown under the jail. So I need a list of things to justify him being up under the jail.
Right.
So if his daddy smoked weed in 1976 on a Monday, okay, that's all I needed. I mean, I can drink my scotch and go to bed.
Exactly.
Speaking of weed, we'll proceed a little further. I know y'all know what I'm finna bring up. And I find this very entertaining. Now, before I say anything, I will say this. I am not judging. I am not perfect. I really don't even care.
Me either. And I know what you're finna say, and I don't care either.
But in the history of leaders of the free world, first ladies, children of the siblings of the leaders of the free world, has there ever been a case similar to this? I know everybody's kid isn't perfect. I'm not saying that this situation, and I'm pretty sure everybody knows the situation I'm talking about, should be perfect. I just want to know. I didn't do my research, but I know somebody else out here had a badass kid.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that she's bad, but had a kid that was doing something. Like, I think one of them Bushes got into a lot of trouble that we didn't hear about.
No, of course. You remember first George Bush right down the street from the White House. Look what I found. He said they crack out and started the war on drugs. it wasn't Reagan. It was one of them. It was Bush, I think.
It was Bush.
Yeah, it was first Bush. And of course, he probably got that from George II or somebody like that.
Right. Just a strange situation, man. But I can honestly say I would not know how to contain myself being under that amount of pressure for that long. Wherever you go, there's always a camera.
And Secret Service. So they
right. And here. Right. So
no person in here somewhere.
The need to be perfect or the want for people to make you look perfect has just always been there. But it's just like, hey, just a kid.
Yeah. Well, she hears the applause and she see the curtain closing. She know what, January 20th, 19th?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is.
On its way, 2017.
It's on its way.
She's 18 years old now?
Yeah, she is 18.
Time to go, baby.
Living
time
a
to
life.
Live my life.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. She is 18.
Daddy did it.
Yeah, and this
Daddy did do it.
And this year that she's finna take to just relax before she goes to college, it's gonna be a lot more.
Yep.
Joints rolled up, maybe.
That's the last time, baby.
Right. It's gonna be a lot more. It don't make her no bad person, and I hope she do more of it. I hope she get out and hey, if you ever been to like one of those outdoor concerts and they last that long and stuff like that, you probably would have did one up too, because you got to be crazy sitting in this spot for 10-12 hours anyway.
It definitely would have been in the vicinity.
Right. I would tell her just watch her friends, man, because people who would put you in that type of situation, compromising like that.
Now that most definitely I do agree with. You have to be careful of the circle of friends you carry. Although everybody's not perfect, again, and not everybody, you can't judge whoever rolls with the person inside of the circle, but you gotta sometimes kind of know, hey, this is a good situation for me to be in.
Your
this is
not so good. We'll take a picture of you and send it to the Inquirer.
What?
For
what?
They will.
Ease.
I almost watched it. I saw it one time. They will. You better not your watch partners. It. Yeah, you better watch it, man. And I would tell her to just watch your friends and stay away from a lot of those dude bros.
Yeah. Because the dude bros are most definitely not your friends.
Yeah.
They looking for a come up, man.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Dude. Bro. And I'm pretty sure somebody know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, these people exist and these people are sometimes some of the worst people in the world.
Right. Just stay away from those.
Type of piss on your head and tell you it's raining outside. They'll say, dude, I didn't know.
I saw something else interesting today, man. It was just there's a bunch of interesting stuff out there, man. The Cowboys petitioned the NFL to wear some stickers for the Dallas Police, the fallen Dallas Police.
No fucking way.
And it was, I think it was arm in arm with the stickers, and the NFL rejected it. Like, no.
Good.
And should have.
Good.
I had no problem with the rejection.
I don't have a problem with it.
You set up a contest then.
Right.
It's a flat out contest, because now you got Dez Bryant wearing a Black Lives Matter Under Armour warm up shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's.
NFL it always been so gangster on stuff like this.
Yeah.
When you talk about affecting their product.
They do not want you touching the product, son. It's almost like cocaine. Hey, sell it. Don't cut it.
Don't touch it.
Don't
man.
Touch it. Don't you touch just it. Sell it. You sell whatever I give you.
Yeah.
Don't you step on it whatsoever.
It's more NFL. This is past cocaine, I think. It's like the spice on Dune and Frank Herbert. I think that's what I just finished reading. I'm reading this third Dune, Children of Dune right now, but Dune Messiah. I just finished reading that. And it's just, don't mess with the NFL. They got too much money. They got folks everywhere. They can do what they want. And Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. You don't matter to them. What matters is the money. So you need to sit back.
Revenue matters.
Yeah, revenue matters.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Right. And great job by the NFL. I don't like the deal that much, but when he did that, you know, I thought that was...
He didn't want that contest, man. He don't have any black athletes out there on that field.
Anytime you get away with suspending Tom Brady, you are pretty much a marked man right now. So.
Because the NBA can't be tamed. I mean, they're going to wear I-can't-breathe shirts.
Right.
You can't touch the NBA at all.
WNBA girls who went and did what they did, I mean...
NBA...
But think about it, we own the NBA, though.
NBA is, yeah, NBA is a is pretty much
a black product.
A black like product. Butter. Yeah. It's driven by hip hop almost. Damn all there. Of it.
Yeah.
And it's really an interesting spot how they choose to work, because I remember when the guy used to wear like anything on the sideline and they moved him to suits.
Allen Iverson. Yeah. Allen Iverson is the reason for the NBA dress code, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know.
And now they got too stylish.
Yeah, oh, man, it's too stylish. Now it's just wish they wear the jumpsuits, even if you don't play, man.
And they ain't had a white hero in a while.
Yeah. They have it, man. Like, we own it. That's the one thing we do own. We own the NBA.
The last, not Kevin Love and Dellavedova, I guess.
Damn.
They love Dellavedova.
They failed, didn't
they? Dude, Dellavedova
probably need to go to light skin, brother.
Yeah. He's scrapping. He's scrapping. He's a gym rat. He's the last one I love. Hey, look, man, I'm going to say this, too. It's some very athletic white people out there. They're very athletic. And on all sports, football, basketball,
hockey,
and all of them. Alex Ovechkin, one of the best athletes I ever seen in my life. This guy is one of the biggest, fastest, scariest human beings you've ever seen in your life. And I developed a love for hockey after watching him a couple times.
Really?
The guy's great.
I'd have to look him up.
But I will say this.
Sports though.
I love the adjectives used when describing non-athletic white athletes. I mean,
run it down.
He's scrappy. He's tenacious. He brings a lunchbox every morning.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know. I get to the facility, and he's here before the coaches. Him and the janitor, I tell you. They're the only guys here. Tough.
It's the guy you go to war with, baby.
Oh, man, he eats nuts and bolts. He's a field general.
Field general definitely is very overused. Yeah.
And I just love hearing that stuff, man. I love it.
Dark alley.
Yeah, I love hearing those adjectives, man, because they actually mean nothing. And
actually mean nothing.
They are just trying to find a way to
keep
them relevant and stuff like that. And you just got to watch these words people use. In media and stuff like that to make things relevant that should be.
Yeah.
Fox News is one of the greatest at it.
Fox News melting down right now.
Yeah, I don't think they know what to do right now. It's all over the goddamn place.
I love it too. I don't even watch much. Like, I watch Democracy Now. That's like free speech television. That's like the only news I watch now, because everything else, I tell you what, George Orwell said a quote. He was like, journalism is telling what somebody don't want people to know. Like, and everything else is advertising.
Damn.
And I think CNN, full advertising.
Yeah.
Local news, straight advertising. Fox, advertising. MSNBC, every once in a while I watch Morning Joe just because I like to see them. I like, what's her name?
The woman. Mika.
I like Mika. Mika got alcohol in her cup every morning. I don't care
you think
what
so?
Nobody say. I'm pretty
you,
much
you're
sure.
Pretty positive.
I'm pretty positive that it is not coffee.
I'll agree with that one.
That show got a new life to it now they together, though.
Right.
You know, both of them separated from them spouses.
They did.
And then scooted on together. They've been together for probably about 3 months now, officially.
Ooh, that's not
they gonna go Google it. I mean, it's there. They've
man,
been
I'm about wait a minute.
Been together,
I'm
but they asked nobody to report it out of courtesy for the families and getting everything situated. But they together.
That's like
they gonna go Google Joe and Mika together.
That's like old Rob Hill and what's her name? Used to be in what Destiny's Child?
Michelle?
The other one. I don't know her name.
Farrah?
The girl that was married to Rob Hill, man. They got married in like January, and I think they got divorced in March. And she's a very pretty girl. I'm trying to figure out her name. I'll pretty much watch everything she in. And We have to.
This is good television. It's good television all over the place right now.
So when they get to Oregon, they take on a whole new tone.
Mm-hmm. The only things left is ESPN.
ESPN.
It propaganda.
I can't wait.
After watching so much political TV, when I watch ESPN, I see the same type of spin. And I see the same thing. So
you're starting to see the same type of report. Now, this is one thing, it's just me. You can call me sexist, you can call me whatever you want to. I like my ESPN classic. When it was 100% males all the time, all this. Why? Because it's caveman. Yeah, it's...
Boom, boom,
wrong. I just wanted that. That was the only thing we had. Now it's like you turn on this long hair and pumps, and it's like,
yeah, I
love it.
I don't mind neither, but it's because when it gets to the real juicy conversations, it's just like they just sit there and just be quiet.
I like the basketball girl on NBA. What's her name?
Michelle Tafoya.
The other one with the glasses. Always courtside, kind of old.
Older white lady. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I shouldn't even be looking at her like
that. Hey, she's smart, though.
Right,
smart, though.
Turn me on, man. I love it, man. She got her little glasses on. Then she sits over there and she dribbles and stuff like that. Oh, it's awesome.
It's been an advancement of television.
I really can't watch ESPN a lot.
It's hard.
Because I can't watch it all day knowing the game come on itself. Just show me the game.
Right. Yeah. I can really give you my own breakdown
of what I think anyway. You know, that's the birth of fantasy football and all this whole other stuff. So you can become, you know, the own captain of your team.
You can. I watch it, but like since Skip left. I like that. Since Skip left, that's one of my favorites.
What's she at for you?
It's another one. Since Skip,
is this the new thing you were talking about?
No, that's
okay. Well, this is another one. She's on Fox.
Yeah, that's the lady who just came out and said she was sexually harassed by Roger Ailes after she got dumped off that show 3 months ago. She was on The Five.
No, that was the blonde head chick who's
No. Gretchen Carlson was. She was in The Morning. But she just came out maybe 3 days
ago. Oh, shit.
She the icing on the cake.
Oh.
Yeah, she the shutdown.
Wow. So that's why Roger the L's got.
Oh, they finna get him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got him. He got a great severance package.
Though. Oh, man. How did I miss all this? You can never watch it all, but that's what we do here at the Roundtable. We bring you what you missed, and even myself.
Have to post some of these links to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
So you can see.
Oh, as we keep going while we find these links, historic moment in football. Oh, once again, it is football season. It's officially here. Preseason's on. Person was listening and watching.
Oh, yeah. Doris Burt. Doris Burt.
Oh, I love Doris Burt. I love Doris Burt, man. I'm telling you, I take her out on a date.
Jesus.
A whole full blown date, baby.
Did the inner creep just come out of you, brother?
Yes.
Nah. Okay, well, hey.
She got this professor quality about her.
Oh, man, I clear that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sharon Stone basic instinct.
Okay.
Librarian glasses. Uh-huh.
You got a librarian fetish there, person?
Get your blind butt.
Oh, she rocking.
I'll take that as a yes.
Yes.
She did the whole NBA final.
Yes.
She did.
Well,
she did.
Over. That's who talking. She saw LeBron got $100 million today, right?
Yeah. I was going to get to that. You spoiled it. Come on now. We all over the place. The gunslinger goes into the Hall of Fame.
My bad.
The gunslinger goes.
One time for Mississippi.
I placed the bet that he was going to be wearing Wranglers with his jacket, and I lost. I couldn't.
Wow. You lost?
Yeah, I lost. I couldn't believe it. I like for sure he was gonna have on the yellow blazer
with the Wranglers.
Brett, you let me down. But that was, you know, that's all right. I'm happy to see him in the Hall of Fame.
Man. Yeah, man, he's most definitely deserving of that nod, and I'm glad it happened sooner instead of later.
He's one of the last like icons. Football has become a year round sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you practicing, you working out.
It's on right now.
Yeah. Brett was the guy who didn't practice and drunk beer and still came out and outperformed you. And while Joe Namath and Deacon Jones and who else? A bunch of these guys necessarily didn't work out like everybody else, but still were great on the field for a long time. Brett's one of those guys, and you won't see another guy like that in the NFL because you will get your butt fired.
Yeah.
fast if you're not making this.
You ain't got no leeway to do that.
If you're not making this a 365 day a year job, and that's what Brett did.
Want to be off to go make Copper Fit commercial.
Right, right, right.
Brett had to bring up Copper Fit, man.
Brett didn't go to spring training. He didn't go to none of the mini camps. Brett just show up in August like he ready to be a quarterback. He was a quarterback. And you won't see that anymore. You got to have country boy blood in you to do stuff like that. You got to be country. You got to be from Mississippi growing up on most food you pick yourself.
You got to come train up on a tractor.
Right, very true. Right.
The name, the site is theunredacted.com, and it's called A Killer in the Family.
That's the O.J. Simpson site.
That is. It was O.J. Simpson's son, Jason, the true killer of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown. And it goes through it from A to Z, son, from the rooter to the tutor. And I was very intrigued after reading this report, man.
I might have to read it.
It was most definitely very good.
Cause that ESPN 30 for 30, then
I would dive into the 30 for 30.
Cause it was just a straight documentary
with an open mind.
Yeah, OJ on FX. It was just some good acting.
Yeah, I just really didn't want that. I was just like, come on, man.
Cause that black guy became an actor.
People were coming to work mad and shit. I'm like, man, look, this shit been over 20 years. Why are y'all reliving this OJ Bush? Let it go.
Who's with Marsha Clark?
What's the name?
That would happen when we put you out there on the spot.
Yeah. I would have thought about it. Chris Darden. Hey, is he still a lawyer? Is he still a attorney at all?
I want to say yeah.
He pop up on CNN every now and then when somebody get killed. He might be on Nancy Gray.
Because he was crushed.
Yeah, he's gained a lot of weight, too.
He was crushed.
Wow, I mean, the way Johnny Cochran set him up.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, he took him down through there, son.
When Johnny Cochran finished with Chris Darden, he wasn't even allowed at his own family.
Allowed at his own house.
He couldn't even go to his own family reunion barbecues because, you know, it just felt like he sold out the entire black race.
Everybody. Man. He sold the whole thing.
Johnny Cochran was awesome, man. That was one awesome lawyer, man.
But notice, after Johnny won, they killed him. No. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, Johnny sure did.
It's football season, man. Football. JSU is getting ready to go to Vegas, and the party flyers are popping up all over
That's
Facebook.
That's homecoming. Homecoming on blast right now.
First game, it didn't even here yet, and homecoming plans are already made in Jackson, Mississippi.
First
Welcome
on September
to the center of SWAC football. Yeah, it gets no liver down here when it comes to Jack State football. Why? Because we love to party more than we like to watch the game right now.
Yeah.
We'll eventually start watching the game a lot more because I think the coach is going to do great things. But right now, the need to party for some of the alumni, present, past, and future, is real right now.
Oh, yeah.
And they going to Vegas.
A three-day bender, baby.
They are going to Vegas on a three-day bender, and I am worried about the type of things that are going to happen. But I am not one who will be going because I want no parts of the foolishness.
I'm waiting on Percy tailgate at the first home.
Baby. Right. Yes, that's what I'm waiting on. Ladies and gentlemen, let it be said here. Well, Donaldson Construction, most definitely, every year does a great job with the tailgate at Jack State home games. Myself, I will be there. Rob will be there. The roundtable staff will be there. We may just even do a live remote.
Oh, man.
That would be awesome.
That would be live right
That now. Will be the icing that, on the cake.
That would be awesome.
If you've never been to a tailgate with Brother Donaldson and the fam, it goes down. It is all hands on deck. Everybody's welcome, and it's just no environment liver more
homely. Family affair, bro.
Right, it's a family affair, man. You feel at home. These are gentlemen, these are business owners, and these are great people, and they're all surrounded by even greater people. I enjoy being out there every year.
You will.
And a little corn whisk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey. Stay away from the corn
whisk. We have to have some organic
whiskey. I like that. I'm going to start calling it that.
We got
organic.
To have some organic
whole
whiskey.
Food.
I need some organic in my alcohol.
Yeah, we gotta have that organic whiskey. There ain't no tailgate if you ain't got no organic whiskey.
Yeah, it's a beautiful situation, man.
Mason jar.
I most definitely can't wait. I hope they don't start doing anything crazy with the parking lot prices like they did for the past several years.
Yeah, they're going some up. Of the price just went up.
I heard some of the horror stories.
I just really wish
they would think about, hey, it's more inclusive if you lower the price and let everybody do what they want to do, man. I mean, I understand you got to make money, but at the same time, we are a middle class demographic. We all don't have it like that. Some of us do. But I'd rather see 30,000 people jam packed in that parking lot than see open space. That's just me. You know, and I know a lot of things with prices and issues with how they like to run things out there shoes a lot of people off. But hey, maybe somebody will hear this, get involved, make some changes. But if not, hey. Now, I would like to say, personally, I'll be going to the games. I'll be sitting in the shoe.
The company, we usually get like 20, 25 season tickets. But I never go in, man.
I plan on going in. I plan on being strapped. And if you would like to join me in the Horseshoe Club, please drop me an email. And hey, we can have a great time in the shoe, because hey, it goes down in the shoe, man. The shoe is an awesome damn time. There's the tailgate and then there's the shoe. You can have either or you can have both.
Yeah.
Either way, it is a great fucking time.
It goes down in the shoe. It's something about, like, I listen to the game on the radio outside the stadium. And it takes me back to my childhood.
It's something about listening to it.
Right. Jackson State game on the radio with some fish frying.
Hey, man. It's not there yet, man. I'm getting excited.
Oh, it's some of the most awesome. It's the most awesome thing. It takes me completely back to my childhood. My mom, like, we...
That fairground
smell. Yeah, we never could actually go in the game because I had five brothers and there was no way we were paying all those guys in the game. So, I grew up a radio guy. I grew up listening to the game on the radio. Rob J. What's the guy's name? He just passed. I can't think of. He just passed, but not too long ago. But he was one of the announcers on the game. And I used to hear their voice, and my mom be frying that fish in the kitchen, and we sitting outside waiting on it to get done. And you just hear the game and the atmosphere, and it takes me right back there. Like every time we do it, I cut the radio on outside the stadium. And you'll hear the game, and then you'll hear the cheers in, and then the 15-second delay, you actually find out what happened.
It is a 15-second delay.
And you actually find out what happened in the game, then it's just it takes me back. But I will be walking in the stadium a couple times this season.
That's good.
I might not stay long.
That's good.
But I will
at least come to the shoe and come see me, because I'll be in the shoe. Right. I might have something for you.
But come to the tailgate,
yes,
and you might get a free ticket to the game.
Hey.
Because that's pretty much what we do with them.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Donaldson Construction Company Tailgate does give out free tickets if you do come by and be humble.
Say you heard the round table.
Say you heard the round table.
Right.
There you go. Say you heard the round table and you might get a free ticket. If you're late, we can't help you.
Yeah. Or you might just get a little bit of that corn.
You might.
May get some of that organic.
They're churning it out in Canton now.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it's coming from.
Oh, really?
It's a distillery in Canton now. Rich distiller.
Really?
Yeah,
Somebody need to go get that.
It's at McDonald's.
Somebody need to find out who better than Yazoo City about that, because that is some of the best corn whiskey I have ever tasted.
And look, for those who will be tailgating, stop bringing these five-star chefs and these goddamn layouts. Like, look, this ain't the Food Network. This is a tailgate. This ain't the SEC. This ain't goddamn Baton Rouge.
They want them caramelized onions.
Look, man, last year I walked by an RV. I swear to God, it was a five-star chef, a trailer, and 20 people walking out food. I'm like, where the fuck are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, man. We just, it's not, I don't personally feel like it's necessary.
100% whole wheat bread.
100% all organic.
With the grains in
there. Come on, man. We all out here just having a good time. You don't
I'm
have
gonna put that catfish on top of that, man.
I'm going to put them starches on you. We're going to make sure you get some starches on you. We may have some sweet potatoes out there on the grill and corn and cabbage.
On the car,
we have some of the best three and a half star chefs on Donaldson Construction doing the cooking, and I love it. Our chefs don't have to be five star. I despise caterers at damn tailgates.
I said this last year about Jackson State and Jackson State weekends and all that, you know, Jackson thrives. Jackson State during the fall, that's our heartbeat.
Yeah.
And it thrives. And you don't necessarily have to be from Jackson, but I have never invited a friend from out of town to a Jackson State game and they didn't leave amazed.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't believe it. Like, and it's very easy to fall in love with Jackson, Mississippi on those weekends. Those are weekends I'm sure
September they... September and October, baby.
Oh, man. The city gets so much money, man.
Oh, and it's a good atmosphere.
Yeah. And that's around the neighborhood if you're parking
cars
in there.
Right, now, how that's going to work out this year, I don't know, because, you know, they put those big... Big, huge apartments up over there.
Yeah, you're going to have to park in further back.
Yeah. You're going to have to, people have to do some real walking this year.
Some real walking. But it's worth it. Yeah. I would be a walking fool. Well, you know, we there Friday night.
But yeah.
I usually leave truck or car there Friday night and just get dropped back off up there. You know, I do no driving on a Saturday.
It gets that real.
Yeah, I do no driving on the game.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you do plan on going out and participating in any of the festivities this football season, please make sure you do not drink and drive. You call you a Uber, and if you need a personal Uber, you call me.
Uber, baby.
Uber, it's the safest way. No DUIs this year.
Too much money, man. Do not get drunk and get a DUI. I've never had a DUI, but I hear how much they cost.
I hear they're very expensive.
I had me scared to drink water. That much money for drinking and driving? Are you crazy?
Yeah, it's costly.
I done been DUI, but I ain't never got one.
Yeah. But, you know, I just
been DUI quite a few times. Never been caught, knock on wood.
You quote me on that.
When you find out, when you see those guys and they talk about what they could have did with those thousands of money, man. No.
You got to have a lawyer.
No, man. Okay, what else? What else did we see?
UFC 202 coming up. Who you got? Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz.
He got out on WWE this
weekend. Yeah, he did. Like, and that's one thing I really wish people would stop doing. Stop trying to go with these wrestlers like what they do is bullshit. Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And I don't think they could do it, and vice versa. I don't think UFC guys can do wrestling. I don't think wrestling guys can do UFC. They're two totally different sports. Aside from Brock. Yeah, he's just a fucking freak of nature. And, hey, he's on roids. But, hey, nobody's counting. But, yeah, I really...
Dope.
That was a very interesting Twitter beef that it started a nice spill on a lot of people's timelines, and Ric Flair got involved, and he spoke up, and I thought that was very entertaining to Rick because he brought up the alligator shoes and the style, and it was like, hey, man, just like you said, Percy, if there's ever a white quarterback to come out the NFL, he's got to be.
He's got to
like
be
Ric Flair.
He has to be Ric Flair. You have to have that swag. That's a position that you have to be swag.
No matter how many times you get burned.
Because you got to stand right back up there like you are just the best in the world. And you have been burnt to play before. No matter how good.
No matter how many times they toast your ass.
And no matter how good the pay is, people want to do the best job in the NFL. Yeah. And when you see those guys getting burnt just back to back like that and getting tore up, man, it does. It's hell on your psyche. It's hell on your confidence. But you cannot show it. You got to step right back out there, man. But I think in the next 5 years, we might see a white cornerback. I think they got the boy from Stanford, McCaffrey's son. He's playing running back, but he's going to be one of the best running backs in college football next year. People are calling him, instead of Barry Sanders, they call him Derry Sanders.
Yeah. Hey, man, that was pretty good, though. I will give him that.
Hey, he sent Barry Sanders' son to another school, didn't it? Yeah. So he's pretty good, man. I think he'll have an excellent career in the NFL. I think so, too, man.
It's Olympics time also. And we're doing pretty damn good, man. We're leading in the medal count.
Kicking ass in the pool.
Kicking ass on the gymnastics floor.
Yeah, look good, bad.
Hey, man. This girl is pretty goddamn amazing. Simone Biles, by the way, if you don't know who we're speaking of, phenomenal gymnast. I've had a chance to watch her several times before, and most definitely watch her during the Olympics, man. The girl is just like, it's amazing watching her tumble and do the work she does out there on the floor. It almost makes you say, Gabby who? But
Gabby still.
Right. And I was just going to say that, but Gabby still has done a phenomenal job herself, along with the supporting cast in the women's gymnastics squad, to bring home a gold. But here's a funny FYI I found. Gabby Douglas had a show, a reality show. I don't think it ever got out of the pilot, but they put her in a reality show with her and her family and her quest going back to Rio. I don't know if it ever came out, but I saw the trailer. I would suggest you watch that trailer. Why? Simply because of this. There was a big spiel on social media during the Olympics about the young lady's hair, you know, and edges and blah this and blah that, you know, and those of us who know, we know our black women, we know our people of color, and the issues with hair sometimes and how they can be. No big deal to me, but a lot of people really take things, in my opinion, too far when it comes to that aspect. You know, you got somebody out here doing something that's very outside of the norm, and the one thing you want to point at is their hair.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just ridiculous. And I think it may have gotten to her, because if you get a chance to watch the trailer about her and her family, you can see she has on a lace front wig. And it looks so unnatural on a young lady. You know, and I hate to see people succumb to those pressures just to look good for TV for something that they really may not want to do, but people saying, hey, it's good money. It's a good look. You know, it's hard to be yourself, but most definitely it's hard to be somebody who you aren't even.
I can't be me and I can't be somebody else either.
Exactly.
You got to be yourself, man. People need to know the authentic you, the unapologetic you, because you never know what type of blessing or what type of lesson that could be for the next person.
Sure.
Yeah. And that'll be a lesson people will never get if you're trying to be somebody else. Yeah. If you hiding all your problems, if you hiding all your flaws, if you don't want it.
Right.
Hey, somebody else got this flaw. Somebody else got or something that you might consider one of your strength. Or somebody else might be weak in that area, and you be able to help them out. But you have to be your unapologetic self. You have to be yourself. Self sales.
Yep.
Be yourself.
I like that.
Ain't nobody like it.
Ain't nobody like it. You are. They
one of them.
Mold. Yeah. They broke the mold when they made you. And people be themselves. And I can't stand to see our women I think they're not beautiful in any fashion or any physical aspect of themselves.
Most definitely in the physical aspect, man. I most definitely hate for our women to feel that way, because when you look at modern America and you look at what's going on, people who don't have are doing it to pick up the features of who?
Of
the urban queen.
Yes, of our women. Yeah, I've seen
from
that.
The lips to the chest.
I saw the
to
thing.
The legs to the hind end.
I saw the thing, and they had one of the Kardashians had cornrows.
Yeah,
and they said a lot of UFC fighters, female fighters, are doing this. We call them boxer rows, and the hair. And I'm like, what?
Like what?
That's Queen Latifah set it off.
Things that we have done. Just because we're magic.
Sitting on the roof. On the roof.
Yeah, and I mean, you're talking about boxer rolls. I'm like, what? This is amazing, man. So
it is.
Be yourself. Be yourself, black women. Hey, if ain't nobody else tell you, you're beautiful. You know.
You most definitely are. And everybody, if you can't see it, everybody in the world wants to be you.
I can't.
No matter what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic surgery was not plastic surgery to make them look more like themselves. They want to look like you.
Yeah, and that's the truth.
And that's the truth coming from us here at Late Night Jackson. So, oh man, it's been a pretty good show. We almost getting close to a wrap. So, this is what I want to do. Came up with a pretty cool concept, guys, and we're going to test it out on our next guest. But what better way to test it out on my co-host and see how it goes. I do a lot of podcast listening. You know, I listen to, you guys like racing? Do race cars? Anything like that?
I try to get into it.
Nope.
I like do. Joe Gibbs racing.
I do.
I'm down with Joe Gibbs.
I am a race car fanatic.
Yeah.
I watch stock car racing. I watch NHRA, and I'm a fan of the Street Outlaws. If you watch that on TV, it's very good. My cousin has a race car. So, I came up with this thing that I basically modeled after something I heard on the Street Outlaws podcast. Shouts out to Chief and Sean. Called the Top 10. It's where we take our guests, we ask them 10 questions, we give them options, and you see what the results are. So, okay, if I could find this list real quick, let's go get to it.
I'm down with Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin. I think those are two Gibbs races, and I was interested in it. I wonder why Mississippi never had like a NASCAR track. That would be.
It takes a lot build a NASCAR track, but I tell you what, it don't take a lot to build. And you, my friend, are a person with some land.
A drag strip.
Yeah, and you tell me trips where we have one within the city.
I think Beasley Road. I don't even go down Beasley Road on a Friday and Saturday night anymore because so many.
We cannot talk about that. So here we go. Top 10. 10 for 10. We'll call it 10 for 10 here on Late Night Jack. I'm sorry, the round table. We'll call it 10 for 10. Just give you options. Mill Street or State Street?
State Street.
I'm going Mill.
Mill Street? Okay. Yeah. Politics or truth?
Give
me the truth.
Rankin or Hines?
It'd be Hines.
That's all. Okay. Hillary or Trump?
Hillary.
Willie Wilson.
Number five.
I'm green, but he's a black and white.
Those were the first four. Number five, Hamels or Bullies?
Bullies.
Number six, Jackson State or Alcorn?
JSU rocks the house.
Damn right.
JSU, the label that pays.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
This is also very true. Number seven, Frank or Chokwe?
Chokwe.
Yes. Chokwe. See, but that was going to catch some people off guard, though. Yeah. It's going to catch some people off guard.
I love Frank, but Chokwe.
I'm going to go Frank.
See? I'm going to go Frank. It is. Okay. Antar Yarbrough.
Antar, man. I got to go Antar, man.
You have to give me Yarbrough.
See? Okay. I like this. The 10 for 10 is awesome. It's doing exactly what I wanted to do. Number nine, Jay Sets or the Golden Girls?
That's an easy one. No brainer.
Okay, well, what's your answer?
I'm still with the Jay Sets, too, man.
All right. At number 10, Lindsey Hunter or James Robinson?
No, I'm going for Northwest Hills on
today.
Wimpy Hunter. Northwest Hills, baby.
It'd have to be Lindsey.
Yeah, I'm going with Lindsey, man. I got to go with
Lindsey. What he put up against Kansas.
Right.
And these are the 10 for 10. They may change next week from time to time. We'll throw some different ones
in
there. I can most definitely use. I most definitely feel like these are kind of one-sided, so I ran out of some. But, yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. These are going to bring out some pretty weird answers out there, I guess, for next week.
Yeah. We're going to have some.
Especially when five of them turn into Y. Explain right out your answer.
Please write out your answer.
Hey, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is I can't even get my words together today. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned into the roundtable. I am your host, Eddie Wright, a.k.a. Causing Drama. Joined once again by the usual suspects, Brother Rob Benson.
What's going on?
And Percy Donaldson.
Hey, y'all.
We thank you guys for listening. If you want to be a part of the show, make sure you email latenightjackson@gmail.com. In the subject line, place attention roundtable. If you want a sponsor, if you want us to mention your brand, this is a great demographic to mention your brand and expand it. We have a lot of listeners. Our podcast is growing every day, and we thank the people just like you, the listener, who shares it to everyone else. Until next time, got a new slogan. I don't know the actual, what you call it, Bible scripture, but until next time, iron sharpens iron.
There you go, baby. Hey, look, man, Joe Nasty got a Prince versus Michael Jackson mix. Man,
I saw people putting that up today.
Shit all day, man. That shit is excellent, man.
I gotta check that out. Ooh, I saw quite a few people share that.
I almost made him a cover and sent it to him so we can go put that out there and really do what he's supposed to do with it, man.
That's gonna be the first. I gotta make sure I keep it because that's gonna be like the first thing I play at the tailgate.
Yeah.
He called me yesterday. I told him he could come up here. He's like, man, y'all ain't see it, man. All right. And if you feel like you're ready, come on down, man.
Oh, man, yeah, man. Musicians are the best people.